Four mules, huh?
Oh, it's nothing but mules. Back then, the roads was built, even the highways at that time, was built with mules and scoops. This highway right down here that you left, come up here. Mm-hmm. That was built with mules, scoops, and slips, they call them. Mm. Back then.
They must have earned their keep.
Oh, it was rough.
Would you tell me something about the tools on the farm? Did you make anything, any tools yourself?
Oh, yes, sir.
What were they?
We made shovel stocks out of wood. Mm-hmm. We made shovel stocks out of iron beams, you know, and all. Made shovel stocks out of a beam and a foot. Yes.
How about things to pound with? Did you ever cut hard timber and make something to hit?
That's what we call mauls.
That's a maul. And what's the thing that you...
Sharpened on the end to drive it into that timber.
Right.
That's what we call gluts.
Well, that's a lot. Yes. How about a fro? Is that
Well, now, fro made out of a piece of iron, thin piece of iron, and comes around and makes a O in the end of it. And you put a piece of wood in it. And you call that a fro. Then you call the piece of wood you make a mallet out of, that you use the mallet.
On the fro.
On the fro. Stick it, make it go in the wood.
Mm-hmm. Some of these questions may sound kind of stupid, but I have to ask them because I don't understand. Why would you use a mallet or a maul instead of an iron?
Originally used a mallet out of wood. As keeping beating the face of your fro up and making up.
I see.
I call it a face on it. Mm-hmm. You used iron, it might beat that face out wide, and it wouldn't go into the timber.
I see. So the mallet is the thing that took the punishment instead of the fro.
Yes,
I see.
The mallet.
But you had hammers. I mean, for when you do work around the house, you have a
plow hammer. I call it.
And how about things like this that you put logs in to saw?
Well, I call them horses, made out of wood.
And they are crossed like this. And how about things that carpenters who put boards on, sort of look like this?
I call them shingles, boards. Either shingles or boards. Uh-huh. Made a menu board, a lot.
Now, I wonder if I made this... What I meant was if you had something like this, that would be a sawhorse that you'd put a log in.
Yes.
And then if you had two of these to put
put planks on them. We call them horses.
Both of them horses?
Yes.
When you sharpen can you tell me about different things that you use for sharpening everything from your razor to...
We always use the ground rock to sharpen the axes.
That would be on a handle?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Turn with a handle. One man hold the axe, doesn't know where to turn it.
I see. And
you call a ground rock.
If you take something to the field with you to use a scythe or something, and you go like that.
Well, using on a plow, I always use just a regular old rock to rub the rust off of a plow. Mm-hmm. At that time. But you don't have to do that no more.
Would you have anything sharp like any other tool?
Yes, we always had a file to sharpen the hole with.